A month-long course on backcountry wilderness skills turned into a fight for survival over the weekend. Two National Outdoor Leadership School students were critically injured in a bear attack Saturday night. The group of seven students was in the wilderness east of Denali State Park. Two students are still being treated for their injuries at Providence Hospital in Anchorage. KTNA's Sue Dio has the story.
The incident occurred about 45 miles northeast of Talkeetna and east of Denali State Park. The students were in the process of crossing a creek when they came in contact with a grizzly sow and her cub. The team of seven students were ages 16 to 18 years old and were part of a Knowles training course. Bruce Palmer, spokesman for Knowles and Lander, Wyoming, says the seven students were crossing a creek at 8:30 at night, and the first two boys in line were attacked by a sow with a cub. He says they were doing what they were trained to do, traveling as a large group, making noise, and carrying bear spray.
What's unclear is, you know, why had the bear not moved away or whatever, but apparently, you know, it seems that the bear was startled by the students, and as I said, he attacked the first one in the line and then moved to the second one, and then seemed like he just kind of kept on moving through the group and attacking each one randomly, not each one, but four of the seven randomly.
The teenagers were on the first day of the student expedition, in which students hike for the remaining days of their course as a group without instructors. Palmer commends the teens for quickly setting up camp, providing first aid, and setting off the emergency locator beacon. Alaska Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says they got the notification of the beacon call at 9:30 at night.
We were just going into it blind. We dispatched our Hilo 1 with a trooper on board and went out to the area to see what we were up against. We got on scene at approximately 2:45 in the morning, and that was the first time we realized what we were up against.
She gives credit to the students for acting smart and quickly.
This incident speaks volumes about the character that these kids have. They came face to face with the absolute worst that Alaska has to offer, and they survived. They were able to come together after the bear mauling, establish a camp, take care of each other, provide basic first aid to each other as best they could, call for help, and just hunker down until help got there. This wasn't like they were out there for half an hour on their own. They were out there for hours after the fact, and they had to rely on each other and rely on the skills that they possessed, and they did an outstanding job.
Three students were transferred by helicopter to the Talkeetna Airport and then by ambulance to Mat-Su Regional. The two severely injured students were airlifted to Providence in Anchorage. The rest of the class and the instructors that had been traveling separately were removed from the field on Sunday. Lim Butler, with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, says the department has been working with the troopers and will not be taking further action.
Because it's a fairly remote site and doesn't have a lot of human traffic, and because the bear didn't appear to act unusually aggressive, it acted in a defensive manner, there's really no immediate or ongoing threat to public safety relative to this bear. So we do not plan on tracking the bear down and trying to locate it or removing it at this time.
Palmer says they have used this incident to contact other instructors throughout Alaska to make sure they are teaching proper bear safety to its utmost.
What we are doing is with the groups that are in the field in Alaska at this point, and we have over 20 courses that remain in the field. You know, we're sending word out to them, letting them know of the incident, and just kind of reemphasizing that we need to assure ourselves to the fullest extent possible that we're covering the bear curriculum as fully as we possibly can.
Joshua Berg of New City, New York. And Samuel Gotzingen of Denver are still at Providence in Anchorage. Berg is still in serious condition. Gotzingen has been upgraded from serious to good condition. Noah Elaine, 16, of New Mexico, remains at Mat-Su Regional in good condition. The others have been evaluated and have been released. In Talkeetna, I'm Sue Dio.